good decisions come from experience. Experience comes from making bad decisions. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about decision making and how to make decisions we won't regret. Enjoy.
Your dreams, goals, and desire, aspirations, it's good that you spend a little more time on it and see, will this really mean something to you even after 25 years, 50 years? If you are in your deathbed, will it still mean something to you? You must look at it. Whatever you're aspiring for, whatever you're dreaming of, whatever goals you have set, will it really mean something? Because most of these goals are traps. They're just traps. You get in, it's only one way street, you can't turn back. I want you to look at this because many of them are older than you. You ask them what they dreamed of at 18, they're fortunate it didn't come true. Yes or no? If everything that you desired and dreamed came true in your life, could you live with it? Fortunately, many of those things got filtered and never came true, isn't it? So, it will be very good if anybody of your age, if they want to decide and fix the goals of their life, it'll be very good if they take a break from all influence that's around them. Social influences, family influences, other influences, withdraw somewhere, that's why an ashram. Withdraw somewhere, sit down, meditate, bring yourself to a certain level of clarity and joy. When you're very happy and clear, you must decide. Not in desperation, you set goals. Desperate goals that you set will mean a lot to you at that moment. Tomorrow morning you look, you don't know why you're tangled up with it. So, it'll be good. If you're fixing your life, it's best that you do it when you're very, very peaceful, happy and clear-headed, isn't it? Not influenced by anything around you, simply by yourself. Sit and decide what is it that you really want to become in your life. What is it that will be of enduring value for you, not for somebody else, for you. And you don't have to build a personality for that, you strive for that. The necessary persona will come. You must understand what a personality is. The word personality comes from the word persona. Persona means in Greek, or in Latin, I'm sorry, is a mask. This is a mask that they used to use in old theaters. Now the same people will be playing many roles. Let's say Ramayana is happening. You have to play Rama's role also and Sita's role also and Lakshman's role also. For everything there's one mask. You hold this mask and speak like Rama, keep it down. Hold this mask and speak like Sita, keep it down. Hold this and speak like Hanuman and keep it down. This is how the plays were done. So it is those masks which were referred to as persona. So personality means you held a mask and mask got stuck to your face. You couldn't pull it out. That means you have a personality. Personality is something that people are trying to develop because they have no sense of being. Instead of the real thing, you're trying to concretize the fake thing. If you are in touch with your being, why do you want a personality? It's not necessary. You can be a different kind of personality in different places. You are actually already. Or are you stuck with one personality? Some people are. People who are simplistic in their head have only one personality. Others have different personalities in different areas of life, isn't it? If you had seen me before, like 1999, that is before the consecration of Dhyanalinga, I was a completely different kind of person, okay? To such an extent, everything about me was so different. Well before that things happened that was beyond me, but this was conscious. At that time I was single-minded towards a certain purpose, I was in a certain way. So after… I never thought I would live beyond that, but somehow things happened. Then I thought, okay, now that the work is over, let me change my personality completely. To fulfill that, I had acquired a certain kind of personality. And now that it's over, I thought, let me change it. And I told people around me, see, I'm going to change my personality. Don't be shocked, I'm still the same guy. They said, no problem, this, this, this. I said, just hang on, because things will change. Everything about me will change, the way I operate will change, the way I speak will change, the way I dress will change, the way I do, everything will change. They said, no problem, we know you, we love you, we this, this. I said, that's okay, hang on tight, because when things change, people fall off. Lot of people fell off, because they couldn't believe. Where is that person that they knew? That person just evaporated, you know. This is a new person. They can't identify with this new person. I told them and changed. In spite of that, they fell off. So many of them.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.